There hasn't been joined up thinking on this, and we must immediately abandon this current approach in favour of a more strategic, sustainable solution that doesn't pitch vulnerable communities against each other and bring some balance and fairness to the hard-pressed families, workers and students who have been pushed out of the accommodation market due to some of the policies that have been pursued. So, like, look, nobody is against helping those in need of our help, but it has to be managed properly. And of course we need to look after people, especially those displaced through war and persecution. But the way it's been implemented, you know, directly incentivising large and small-scale landlords to prioritise refugees over Indigenous families and workers. And, you know, it does just undermine community solidarity.
Obviously, Councillor, you're running for Fianna Fáil in this general election. People set to go to the polls in about 10 days' time. Are you saying that your own party, who were in power when all these regulations were implemented in the first instance, are you saying that your own party mishandled this completely?
What I'm saying is the Minister O'Gorman in the Department of Children and other immigration integration mismanaged this. That is what I'm saying. And I'm saying generally the policy on immigration was mismanaged and it now needs to be managed. So that's what I'm saying. And I totally agree with the Fianna Fáil manifesto and the commitments made therein. And it is the detail that I will be working on if elected to ensure that the key things that I've spoken about today are implemented. Because these are the key things that cause social disharmony and cause community and undermines community solidarity and pitches vulnerable groups against each other. And we cannot have that, or we'll have that is dangerous for our society. So we must manage immigration appropriately.
But while Fianna Fáil were in power, Councillor, would they not have had their own chance to sort this out at the first instance?
Well, I wasn't elected.
Not you, Councillor. Yeah. I'm talking Fianna Fáil on the whole here.
Well, Fianna Fáil were in a coalition. That is true. And this has to be a red line issue. This has to be in terms of what Fianna Fáil have committed to in their manifesto needs to be upheld. And we do need to move ahead. And that has to be, and it is. That is the Fianna Fáil manifesto to address these concerns. But they have not specifically outlined some key details that I will be bringing to the table.